Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Care during this trying time has been a big topic at the governor's press conferences. And with us to address many of the issues is the healthcare advocate for the state of Connecticut, Ted Doolittle. Ted, Ray, and Joe, good morning. How are you?
Hi, Ray. Hi, Joe. How are you guys?
Good. Thanks for being with us. I'm sure when you accepted this position, you never imagined a scenario like this taking place. But let's get right to the start. Let's talk about the governor talking about the grace period for premiums. Give us a little details on that.
Sure. So for those who don't know, the Office of the Healthcare Advocate, we're an independent state agency staffed with nurses, paralegals, attorneys, and others who help people who are fighting with their health insurance companies. So if you have a health insurance issue, a claim denied or something, we can represent you like a lawyer does, except we do it for free. So contact the Connecticut Office of the Healthcare Advocate. In terms of the grace period, it's important to note that the governor, in his wisdom, and I praise him for it, recently put out an executive order, number 7S, that, among other things, extended a 60-day grace period for a number of folks who hold types of insurance. This includes all types of insurance, but, of course, my focus is health insurance. So if you are an employer or who gets coverage for your employees, or if you're a person who has bought insurance on the health care exchange or otherwise, you now have a 60-day breathing period to get that done. However, I should note, and this is one weakness in the order, you do have to prove that you've got a hit to your income that's related to the COVID-19. To me, it'd be better if we just got rid of the bureaucracy and just said for this emergency period, we should have a blanket grace period. In fact, and another thing to keep in mind, Ray and Joe, is that there's two flavors, let's say, of health insurance, and one is regulated by the state, and that's about one-third of the people in the state, but two-thirds of the people are in federally regulated plans. So even though Governor Lamont has done this for to the extent he is allowed to do by law, we really need to put pressure on the feds to do the same for the rest of the plans. But people need to know that that's an option in addition to their other options, which we can discuss if you want.
Yeah, let's go to that. Go ahead, Ray. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you hit it. Go ahead.
Yeah, why don't we discuss that? Give us a little more background on that.
On the ways people
yes.
can...
Yes, yeah, and the way that people yeah. can... Yeah.
So you know, the traditional one that most people are pretty familiar with, if you're on a job-sponsored plan, insurance through your employer, and you've gotten laid off, you do have the COBRA option. That becomes very expensive very fast
because
you have to pick up the employer's side as well as your side. So it's important to know about that. But you do have COBRA. The other really good thing that's going on in our state, it's only going on in 10 other states, by the way, I wish it was all 50, but it's not, is that the Access Health Connecticut, which is the ACA exchange where people can go on and buy their own insurance, they have extended a no questions asked grace period for people to come in to enroll until, at this point, April 17th. And again, I praise them and the governor for doing that. What that means is that even though you missed the open enrollment period and you're uninsured now, you can come in no questions asked and get your insurance through the healthcare exchange. And when you do that, since it's the ACA, they will also vet to see if you're eligible for free health care through either Medicaid or through a federal subsidy. So you have until April 17th to do that. Those are some of your key options that folks have at this time.
By the way, I think, as you know, you just mentioned a while ago, you know, in passing, about you do have to prove that you were let go or furloughed. Well, wait a minute. If you're furloughed, is that still the same thing? In other words, are you eligible to skip premiums for a while?
Yes. I think the language is pretty broad to try to capture any type of COVID-19 related disruption to your life. So if you're furloughed and you can state that your company did this in the
right.
light of recent events, you know, I think you would be covered. Again, it's regrettable that we have that bureaucracy to jump through, but that's at least available.
Well, it shouldn't take all that much to prove it, or you know, the thing that I'm thinking is like the folks, for example, who now are trying to collect unemployment. You know, the Department of Labor has been swamped. I just wonder
yep.
if this is kind of going to be the same thing with these guys.
Well, it may be. Hopefully, some of those people will have other insurance options. Maybe they've got a spouse.
Oh.
Maybe the employer is extending coverage for a month or two. It might give them a little bit of breathing room, which you don't have in terms of the income that you're looking for unemployment. So I'm hoping it's going to be a little bit less. But there has been interest in the open enrollment option.
Yeah.
There have been several thousand people, a couple thousand, I think, at least, who have availed themselves of that option. And keep in mind also, I mentioned that folks can go get their Obamacare exchange insurance, no questions asked.
Right.
But remember, at any time, even after that April 17th deadline, if you lose your job, that creates a personal special enrollment period for you.
Right.
So,
right.
So you will be able to still go on the exchange and get that that option.
Major life changes, in other words, what we're talking about, right?
Exactly. Right. They call it life events. Yeah.
7:26 on the morning show, Joe and Ray speaking to Ted Doolittle, the healthcare advocate for the state of Connecticut. Ted, talk a little bit about the high deductible health plans. I know you just chaired a task force on that, and that's a policy that you've got some issues, not issues,
yeah.
but you've got some worries about.
Yeah, so high deductibles are a mechanism that we've seen develop in the past 15 years. Now pretty much anybody who's got private insurance seems like they've got a high deductible.
Yeah.
The issue with it is that studies have clearly shown that if they have to pay those out-of-pocket expenses beyond, say, just a physical, you know, usually a routine physical or something is covered, preventive services.
Right.
But when it's something more like, you know, you're worried you got COVID-19, let's say, you know you have to pay that out of pocket, and people just don't go when they should. So
right.
high deductibles have a bad effect on people's behavior in terms of their wise choices to go in and seek health care. In other words, they tough it out because they might have to pay.
Yeah.
That is, you know, we can have a national debate over whether that's ever acceptable, but to me, in an age of an epidemic, it's 100% unacceptable
right.
because that means that I'm not going to get my treatment. I'm going to go around coughing, and when I take my trip to the grocery store, there you are exposed to me because I have a high deductible plan.
Yeah.
So I've urged state and federal authorities to lift that and promise that they will pay for COVID-19 testing and treatment before the deductible. Now, to give a lot of credit to the insurance companies, a number of them have stepped up and said that they will
right.
cover the testing. They haven't got to the treatment part of it, and that's,
right.
of course, where the big bucks are and where I'm worried that people aren't going to seek treatment and therefore they're not going to be counseled as to how they should stay home or if they could come into the emergency room until they're too sick, and then they come in and
Jeez.
It becomes much more expensive for one, but also much more potentially fatal for them if they've let things go and don't get into the treatment. So high deductibles have issues, but as with a lot of things in a pandemic situation, we see that they really could potentially be deadly, not just to the individual,
right.
but to the community. Because people don't seek the care.
Yeah. You know, most doctors you talk to say, you know, a lot of us are not aware what something costs. So, you know, you go into the hospital and then you start looking at your bill, which is astronomical, and it's, you know, $10 aspirins. That's kind of anecdotal. But, you know, there aren't any price controls. On the other hand, the whole idea, I think, between the ACA, at least I've been told this, is that it was, you know, these catastrophic illnesses which can, in fact, bankrupt you. A, you've got no income, and you're also spending a lot of stuff on health care. So, you know, catastrophic, it's probably not a terrible idea, but you're right. Getting there is kind of a problem.
Yeah, and keep in mind, so the cost, the high cost of health care underlies all our issues.
Yes.
Keep in mind that all our overseas economic competitors, the heavy hitters, the Germanys, the Japans, and so forth of the world, they all provide at least as good health care, maybe better, uh-huh. You can argue about that, for half the price. So we know we can get the price down, and that's
right.
You know, one of the frustrations of it is it's a little bit of a self-imposed wound. We're the only country that costs this much to deliver, you know, a good level of care.
All right, Ted, we got to run. Thanks for the time.
Thanks
Ted
for being Doolittle, on.
Healthcare advocate for the state of Connecticut.
Thanks so much, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.